This is Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown. Time to turn to our critically thinking segment. This is the segment in which we discuss a trend in the arts, and we've invited Doug McLennan, editor of artsjournal.com, to lead our discussion. Doug?
Thank you, David. What's the best art city in America? It's got to be New York City, right? Well, not according to a new poll in American Style magazine. The magazine's readers this month picked Chicago number one. We might be able to go along with that. After all, Chicago is home to the Blues, the Art Institute, the Chicago Symphony. But listen to some of the other names that made the top 25. Buffalo, Cape Cod, Saugatuck, Michigan. Well, they're all great places, don't get us wrong, but not exactly renowned for their art. That did get us wondering, though, just what makes a great art city anyway. Here to help us figure it out are Bill Ferris, former chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities and currently professor of history at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And we also have Regina Hackett, who's the visual arts critic for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer in Seattle. Bill, what do you think it means to be a great art city?
Well, I think a great art city is indicated by resources committed to the arts. And that can be in the form of a fine symphony, to a number of art galleries, to venues in the schools teaching young people about the arts, festivals of music.
So are we really talking about places where creativity can bloom?
Exactly, and places where there is an investment of dollars in institutions, in events, in education that are focused on the arts.
Regina, were you surprised that Chicago was picked number one in this poll?
Well, there's always people out there picking, Doug, but I have to say this poll is wrong. Though everyone's entitled to his own opinion. Art tourists out there, yes, you want to go to the best, you want to have it, you have 3 days, book to New York. Book to New York, it's still number one, which is not to say art isn't happening all over the country, but for concentrated great art, you're best off in New York.
Why do you think cities want to be known for their arts? Bill?
Well, I think when we talk about the arts, as a folklorist, I'm sensitive to the fact that they're not limited to the Museum of Modern Art or the Metropolitan or to Lincoln Center. You have in New York City groups like the Center for Traditional Music and Dance and City Lore, who celebrate neighborhood festivals of music and art, so that when a tourist comes to New York or to any city, they should be encouraged not simply to go to the large, well-endowed institutions, but to push further into neighborhoods where many of the great artists actually grew up.
Regina, do you think that is there anything like a regional art anymore?
I think regional art is a rejected term because it comes laden with all kinds of provincialism and defensive attitude of we're the best and this is what we do here. But I do think that art needs to be rooted to its place. The best art is rooted to its place, which doesn't mean that when it flourishes, people everywhere don't remark on it and say how wonderful it is. If you want to know how the art world works, read a little book called Darwin's Finches. It's about ecological, environmental niches, and you find your niche, and you open it up and flourish.
Bill, I noticed that cities like Nashville and New Orleans didn't make the list. And how do you compare apples and oranges here?
Well, I think, as my mother used to say, facts for the goose are not facts for the gander. And I think to leave out cities like Nashville and New Orleans and Memphis is an oversight. I would argue that region and sense of place are at the heart of art. That art defines itself, as Eudora Welty once wrote, that a sense of place is like an angel that hovers over the shoulder of the writer and the artist. And when we look at worlds like Nashville, where the country music tradition has flourished, or New Orleans, which gave us the jazz tradition, or Memphis, where it's blues and rock and roll, We really have blinders on if we don't acknowledge these as major art centers.
Well, listen, we're almost out of time. Before we kick it back to David, I wanted to ask you both what you would nominate as the up-and-coming art place in America. Regina?
I wouldn't want to pick an up-and-coming art place because it changes fast, and I think everybody's up-and-coming.
Great. And Bill?
Well, I would turn it to the listener, and I would say your community is the up-and-coming arts community, and it's up to you to discover the seeds of the arts and to help make that happen.
Well, thank you. Personally, I nominate Las Vegas as the as the up-and-coming art form.
It's got a lot of great art there.
They're trying very hard. Well, thank you, Regina Hackett, the visual arts critic for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and Bill Ferris, former chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities and currently professor of history at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
And Doug, I'm gonna second your nomination on Las Vegas. I happen to be fond of the place myself.
Me too.
Thank you.
Doug McLennan, editor of ArtsJournal.com, leading our discussion in this week's Critically Thinking segment. I'm David Brown, and this is Public Radio Weekend.